first of all, obviously you move straight on to another game only 3 days later, which is an odd opportunity to move on very quickly, as I'm sure you'll want to do from, you know, a hard game the other day.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have a game tomorrow. The boys are ready, and this is what we focus the next game. So what happened before, we took the analysis that we need, that we should do, and we prepared for the game tomorrow.
Obviously, you're without Connor Cody tomorrow, who's been a very important player for you. First of all, how's he? Because we know he feels very deeply for the club. He's very closely committed to it. He really values his input into it. And he must have felt a little bit down after, you know, that what was so unfortunate, what happened to him the other day. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. It's situations that happen in the game. And the best way is to keep being yourself. And we know how Connor is. He's an important guy for us. The way he transmits the feeling that we want. So the best way is to not shut yourself, but keep being the same, and you'll be ready for the next one. We cannot count with him this game, but we have a squad. This is a squad. We have good options to do it.
Yeah, well, that brings me on to those options. I'm sure you're not, but let me ask you about, because we know Willy Bolly has been getting back fit. Is he close enough to be considered?
No, Willy will not. We cannot count on Will. You'll need more time.
Okay. But you've got enough options to cover with it, obviously.
Yeah, that's the squad, and yeah. It's not to be the first time. Will be the first time on that specific position, but we have enough options and good options that we really trust that will do well.
Experienced options. I mean, obviously, you've got when you brought Danny Bart in when Willy Bolly was injured, and he's clearly, you know, a player with great experience. Miranda also has that, so that's very helpful when you have to make a change after a few games, I imagine.
Yeah, that's how it is. The players that they were out, it's all about that moment that they prepare themselves for the chance that is tomorrow. So the option and the decision that we make, we're going to do well because it's ready.
One thing that occurred after Wednesday night, obviously you had to take someone off and make changes when Cody was sent off, and therefore Helder Costa only had about 20 minutes. So he must be really fresh and ready if you want to use him tomorrow.
We made a decision to put Helder because we see him ready. That happened in the game, that the option that we made was to put three midfielders in that moment of the game. Well, Helder was the one. He understand it, we understand it, so we keep with our plan. We see what decision we have for tomorrow, but we can count with him, and he's ready to go.
Yes, and I mean, obviously it was his first game for several months. Would he have been able to play a full 90 minutes on Wednesday? Was he ready for that? You know, sometimes when players have been out for a long time, you have to ease them back in a little bit.
Yeah, you should take care of the minutes and of the competition that these players have. But he's ready to go much more beyond 20 minutes that he had. So we have all that in consideration, and Helder is doing quite well. We have to manage that he didn't have a pre-season. But at the same time, since he joined the group, he's working very hard. There's another option. He gives another characteristic to the team. Can play tomorrow, cannot play. We'll wait and see.
We will. It's a different venue entirely tomorrow. It's probably the smallest ground in the league, very different to Wednesday night. I wonder how you would compare the teams from, obviously, Sheffield United doing very well, Burton, most people expect to be towards the bottom. What sort of a different challenge are they going to be for you?
We don't look too much what the teams are on the table. That's not important at all in these moments of the competition. What you look is the characteristics of the team, the shape of the team, what we're going to find, what are the dynamics that the opponent has. We have to have all that in mind and prepare ourselves, because one more important thing, and is not nothing else, is that we look at ourselves. We most of our time we spend on building our idea on making the team stronger. So we know that we're going to find a different opponent tomorrow. We know and we transmit this information for the players. We prepare the game today, so we are ready. And after it's all action and reaction, and you have to know that. If you are able to have more actions that cause reactions to your opponent, your idea is stronger.
Indeed. Wolves are a big club in this division always, and a very high profile at the moment. So when you go anywhere, it's a big occasion for the team that you are playing. That's especially so for a club like Burton. As I'm sure you know, they've come right up through the leagues in recent years. Do situations like that ever put any more pressure on your team, the fact that you are now such a big fish in this league?
No, we don't. We realize what happened. We realize, we are conscious what happened, but we don't change our mentality. We don't look much further than the next game. So yes, we did well in the beginning. Yes, we are up there. Yes, the opponents maybe take a different look to us and prepare themselves in a different way, try to adapt, but that doesn't change anything. It's what happens inside the pitch is important. So this is the focus that we have. And we are very conscious of our main objective. And our main objective is to build a team that's able to do something good. And it doesn't matter the result, but more important is the way you perform. Because when you perform well, you can win or have success in a competition. When you perform only one time, you can win one game, but you are not successful in one competition. So we want to build a level of performance that tell us that we'll be always ready to compete whenever or wherever or with whoever we have in front.